right now it is actually, I don't know. Yeah, okay, you said it for me. Yeah, it's 12 on Tuesday. It's actually, 11:54, but we'll just say it's 12. And, we're in our studio. And it's been a busy week, sort of. I don't know. I have, like, a lot of homework and work. And, yeah, I have, really, yeah, that's sort of my story this week. So, haven't had our, guest, a new guest this week. But hopefully we'll get Taylor's guest or my guest on soon. Because I bet you're probably getting tired of, you're probably getting tired of our voices. I'm getting tired of Gaia. Anyways, so, it expired. Yeah. You can start me off, T-Primex, since you have all the ideas. You seem to get my mind thinking, okay?
Well, yeah, I had a busy week today, too. I, had a horrible gym class, had to run, like, a lot, last Tuesday, a whole pile of people, fainted and, like, threw up and, like, fell and everything all over the place, and today was my turn, so sort of tired than usual. But that's not the important thing. But yeah, so basically I'm debating, because I want a fighting game for my Xbox, and I was debating between four. Either, Rocky Legends, Fight Club, Dead or Alive Ultimate, or Soul Calibur 3 when it comes out. And I was also debating...
Hold on. Before we continue on... I guess I sort of already, I was gonna say this before we started. Well, I think I'll learn. Yeah. Well, never mind. I'm not gonna say it. You can continue on. Never mind.
Debating between, two games, either Star Wars Battlefront or Kingdom Under Fire. But, so I was thinking about that. And if you, want to email us, your votes will be, I'll look over them, and I'll read a couple over there, and we're probably not going to get a lot of emails. Well, we might later on, but probably not at the beginning, so we'll probably get to read all of them. But if we get too many, we'll pick, like, I don't know, like the top, like, 5 or 10 or something like that. But yeah, we're trying to get our, show on Rant Radio.
Yeah, not anyone. If there's anyone that, like, works for Rant Radio, very bad system. None of the things that it said on your little sheet about adding your website, your radio show to the Rant Radio, it didn't work. And half the links didn't go anywhere. And, like, it, like, click here to contact so and so. And then you clicked there and it didn't do anything. And it's like, welcome to Rant Radio. So. Yeah, that wasn't very good. And we need some suggestions for our closing and opening music. I'm thinking of making, like, one official opening music and then having, like, a closing music, just sort of various, sort of different ones. But, yeah, that's what I'm doing right now. So, yeah, you can continue.
And another thing is, I'm pretty good with topics for the show, but if you have any suggestions that you want, email us. We'll try to at least do one of the topics in, like, all the emails that we get, which, I don't know, might be, like, one or two,
No, if we get it on Rant Radio, maybe in future episodes, once everything's up and running, we got a new sort of, layout to the website. And I'm actually right now, that's what I can show you, T-Primex, after this, because there's like a whole bunch of different cool ones. So I'll show them that. But, it's been busy actually, because ever since like the beginning of summer, it's hard to do, we don't have that much time, so we're sort of relying on the weekends to do reviews, and since this radio show, that's just an extra thing, so now we're going to try to get a few reviews done, hopefully, sometime, whenever we get time actually. Sometimes I don't have homework, I don't have any crap to do on the night, so I just do that. So, maybe I'll make a few if I get any new games, definitely. Anytime there's holidays, we can sort of get something in. Except for this weekend, we were sort of, the past weekend, we were just, we didn't want to do it. We're lazy. So, you can, email us in once we get that on Rant Radio, hopefully. If we don't, you're just listening to this on our website. But, that's all I have to say about just sort of starting that up. So, okay.
I don't necessarily enjoy doing all these reviews and the radio shows, but I don't hate it either. It's just, something to do, sort of. But, I could have probably got at least 2 reviews in this week. But I decided I had things to do. I've been putting off Fable a lot, which I want to get back into. Sort of a disappointment, but a pretty good game nonetheless. A lot of good Xbox RPGs coming out. A lot of good games coming out. So, glad about that. I was just watching a movie on TV, Silence of the Lambs. But, I was showing UT Crazy that movie because he's never seen it before. So, right now we're signing in on Xbox forums. I'm assuming that's what you're going to. Yeah, he's nodding his head.
I've been sort of putting off the Xbox forum for a while. So, now that I'm on here, I might as well just go on that while T-Primex is talking. We're doing that. But yeah, Xbox, this layout to this website's really weird actually, but I can deal with it. There's this one website, computeraccess.ca, and they said in July, they said come back in September to our whole new website, and I came back in September, and none of those things on the website works. So I emailed them, and me and Tizzy, just one of my friends, got about 100, got a lot of people to email them, at least I did, we both emailed in, and I was sort of mad, and I guess they listened, because, it's updated, and that sort of, that's Canadian prices. So I'm signed in here on Xbox forums, and if this takes me back to the homepage, I'm gonna be mad. So, you continue talking, I'll just go on and look around.
Yeah, I've been putting off Xbox forums for a while, too. I'm sort of happy and sad because the Xbox veterans are sort of gone now, Theta, Captain Hangglider, all those people.
Yeah, I think I have to talk about Theta because, oh, jeez Louise, it took me back to the homepage. I'm gonna try that later. But yeah, Theta is we're kind of cool now. But I was UT Crazy on Xbox forums. Anyone that ever goes on Xbox forums for those little while that I was on there, everyone knew me because me and Theta, we just went around to every forum that I was talking in and every forum he was talking in, and we'd just continue what they were saying into, whatever we were talking about. He'd call someone a noob, and I'd say, you have no right to call anyone a noob. You were a noob once. I'm gonna find someone that is a noob and call them a noob 1,000 times, see how they feel. So and then he's like, oh, I contribute a lot on Xbox forums, and I'm like, well, you, I've looked at your recent posts, and they've all been, hey, get off, noob, and stuff like that. And, yeah, I think me and T-Primix were having a conversation about, what's worse, being called a noob or being called a newbie. And I think noob sounds cooler, actually. If you're going to be called anything, you know, like hail the noobs, that sort of sounds cooler than, like, hey, newbie. It's like the female version of that. So, yeah, that's sort of my thing. Yeah, so you can continue on with that.
But to sum it up, UT Crazy got slaughtered by Theta.
No, I didn't. But I changed names on Xbox forums.
And why is that?
Because I didn't really like having all my posts being just spam posts. So I didn't.
And being slaughtered?
No, because I sort of ended that whole battle, and I'm like, I had like a huge paragraph, and I'm like,
but
well,
you were
no, I wasn't. No, I wasn't.
You can't say you won that fight.
Who's on Xbox Forum? Who wasn't on Xbox Forums all summer? Theta, who at least came on a few times.
No, he
me.
Was on that summer. He's not on anymore.
Yeah, he's not anymore, and he wasn't on like half the summer either. Cause we emailed him in like August, and like we looked at his recent post, and it was like July, and we're like, oh, I'm like, oh, I love your noob
his,
flaming. I want you to go
his,
on.
Like website is like being deleted. I heard that.
What? His website was so cool. I mean, I have to like give him props for that because. I mean, he might have been, like, the person that you hate in the forums that flames everyone, but his website was cool. He had some good stuff on there. I mean, the layout wasn't as good, but, I mean, you can't really do anything about that. Just like the people at Xbox. They make a good gaming console, but they don't make the best website, even though it looks pretty cool.
It's an awesome website.
It is. It's okay. Like, with the forums and everything, it's all built in. It just sort of takes me back every time. But every time I use Firefox, and Mozilla Firefox, instead of Internet Explorer, it seems to work. So I'm just blaming this on Microsoft, just like all my other problems. Because most of the stuff you do in Microsoft, you can do in Linux, or Unix, or Apple, or whatever you want to use. So yeah, I'm going through the thing, right, the forums right now. I clicked on Halo 2, and I'm waiting because it's taking a long time.
I have a very funny story about Halo 2 forums today.
Yeah, well, I just started. My cousin told me about the Red versus Blue movies, and it took me back to the starting page again. And those are pretty cool. So maybe we'll. I'm actually gonna add the link on our website to those because those are
cool. I don't think we should.
They're pretty cool, actually. I like those.
They are cool, but not link worthy.
They are link worthy.
No, they aren't.
In like the downloadable content section, we can have a few of them on our web server that you can download.
A few, maybe like two.
Yeah, because most of that is open source, so you can do whatever you want with it. I'll have to see the copyright. You really have to be careful with some of these things. So, yeah. You continue on.
But, yeah, I have a funny story. See, like, Theta and me, we are, like, neutral now. I have friends on Xbox forums, like, I don't know.
Alliances.
Minions. People I follow, like I'm a minion too. But me and Theta, Captain Hangler, like I've fought with Theta, I've fought with Captain Hangler Glider. I'd say they're both like neutral to me. The only thing probably the person that I dislike most out of those two people is Captain Hangglider, because he's like on his signature, he's like, well, Theta called me the best. Most mature person on Xbox forums. So I'm like, I'm proud. He like sort of shows off. Like I added him to MSN once, and his like name was, oh, I'm working now in the garage. Well, you can just put your name as a way. And then but anyways, we've had our differences, but we end up being neutral in the and. Then, like, at the end. And if any of you don't know what neutral is, it means, like, you're not friends with them, you're not enemies with them. He's like just like a person that you see around. But there's
never mind.
But there's a person today, he's like, I asked a question, I want to know the answer, and he's like, oh, it's in my it's the link in my signature. So I clicked on it, it logged me out, and I'm like, oh, I'm gonna still get that kid. And I yelled at him, and then there was a huge forum fight where it was like a whole pile of people, like me versus like me, like a gang of like people like that I like were like my allies, and then hit my like enemies, and we had like a huge forum fight, and then everyone's like, go away to the guy who like has the, because I was looking at his past posts, and every single post was like, oh, the info is in my sink. And I'm like, stop saying that to people. And he's like, it's not my fault, you're all noobs. And I'm like, I'm afraid I have more posts than you. And he just like signed on the first day, and he already had like 200 posts, which I think like the most I ever do a day is like 20 posts a day. And so everyone's like, go away to him and stuff, and we're like, we're all like picking on him. But I thought they were talking to me. I'm like, who are you talking to, him or me? And then he was like, you loser. And then the one guy, he's like, I'm respected around these parts. And then the one guy goes, yeah, as a retarded noob. And then basically I never heard from him since. I think he like walked out as soon as he heard that. But yeah, he was pretty retarded.
Yeah, one time I was on the I guess this is gonna be like our forums of the show, because we sort of have to have like a theme to some of them. But yeah, I was on the forums one time, and that's sort of why I changed aliases on the forums, because I didn't like having all my posts as spam, and everyone would like use that to like haunt me in my whole life. I'm like, well, I have more posts than you, and then they'd be like, well, my posts aren't spam, and they'd like use that against me, and I didn't like that. So I'm Xbox Fanatic with a K. And I go on there sometimes. But Gaia is my main thing. And, forums, like, I go on the BinRev forums, and I like those. And I have so many forums. I have Gaia, I have Xbox, I have Computing.net, I have BinRev, I have, I don't know. There's some I don't go on. I have Mega Games forums, I have Supernova forums. I have so many. Half of them I don't go on all the time, but I have them there. Just fun to go into. How many forums do you have anyway?
Well, I have Night Soul Republic forums, which were my first forums ever, because I needed help on them. And then that's what I like about Night Soul Republic. The mods are like so like mean to people, like they don't tolerate anything, and everyone on them is so nice, and they help me out a lot and everything. And then I beat the game. This is my 8th time I'm playing it again, and this is my 8th time I'm working on it. And I'm like, well, I ought to share the joy, and so I'm helping out other people that can't get past parts. So, and then I go on Gaia, which is, it's not, like, violent, but it's not, like, kind either. It's, like, medium. And then you have Xbox forums, which are, like, vicious. Everyone's just, like, tearing at each other's throats, basically. You're, like, if you don't know how, like, to fight / debate anyone, then you'll, like, be, like, I don't know. You'll never go on Xbox forums again, because the mods are like, maybe go on like once a year.
Yeah, well, Xbox forums is like the most brutal, because the mods are never on, and like Gaia, they have so many mods always on there harassing you. Everyone's deleting posts if they think they're just like mildly bad, or if they don't think they match the criteria of what they were asking for. Which is sort of stupid sometimes, but I still like Gaia a lot. And yeah, I'd recommend Gaia if you're just sort of if you just want forums, cause it's sort of more, it's really interactive and stuff. So that's GAIAonline.com. So if you want to check out that, it's like an anime thing, and you get gold for how many times you post, and there's a lot of things you can do. So that's really cool. And Xbox forums are obviously on Xbox.com. That's where those are. Wow, this is going fast. It is just about forums, and that's where you go on there, Xbox.com. If it works for you, I don't know. It works for T-Primex, and it works for me sometimes, but just... there's like a little trick to it, so I don't know. Anyways, yeah, that's about forums. I've never been on like an all one topic forum like Knights of the Republic. I've sort of been on like a like general topics, but yeah, but. Once you get on Gaia and you get selling stuff, you actually get a lot of money. It's actually really good, and you buy money for your outfit.
Fake money.
Fake money. Yeah, it's not like online casino and you're going to end up in debt, hundreds of dollars. Like, there was this one movie I saw, and it was with that one person from Popular Mechanics for Kids, and she was like in debt, like hundreds of thousands of dollars. I don't know what it was called. If you know the title of that movie... then tell me, because I want to know that her name was Caitlin in that movie. So if you know the movie, that tell me. And I think that'll basically wrap up the show for forums, unless Taylor T Primex or something else.
But what I sort of don't understand about Gaia is it's sort of hard to make. It's easier to make allies on like Knights of the Republic forums. Well, you never really make enemies on Knights of the Republic forums, but it's easier to make allies on Xbox forums than it is on Gaia, because, like, Xbox forums, the allies stay with you no matter what, but, in, like, Gaia today, there's this one kid, and I'm like, oh, he's cool, he's with me, because there's very little Xbox likers. So I'm like, oh, this guy's awesome. He likes Xbox. He supports the Xbox. Then he was talking about GameCube, how great it was. And then we got in a huge, like, argument about GameCube. And now he's like, he's not my enemy because he supports Xbox. And we agree on something. But he's not my friend anymore either, so, because he, like, GameCube. And I don't agree on anything he says. He's like... like, I was like, oh, GameCube's not up with the times. And he's like, oh, just because it doesn't have a DVD player or CD player? I'm like, yeah, yes. That's basically my end of the topic of forums for me.
Yeah, I sort of agree with you. I don't know about this person in general, but I've sort of met people like that in different forums, and they just don't agree with you on anything, and then there's just this one thing that they agree with you on, and then that just sort of clings you, so you're not like flaming them to bits, even if they're like the biggest noob in the world. So yeah, I think it's about time for our shoutouts, and I'll let T Primex do some shoutouts of his own, because I've basically been doing some for the DDP and all their sort of connections, so you can do some, and I'll do some too.
Well, I'd like to know what is the DDP exactly, but I don't think I'll ever find that out. But I shout out, say, well, that's sort of a I guess EB Games, because, like, that the EB Games around here, what I like about the EB Games around here is, like, it's the same people working there, and I've, like, gotten used to the people, and they're gotten used to me, and we can, like, actually have, like, carry out a conversation while they're, like, doing my stuff. Like, this one girl and me always talk about Knights of the Republic. But, yeah.
Taylor's crush.
Quiet you. But, yeah, so, that's pretty cool. And, another thing, I guess I'd shout out, I'm doing that thing with my fingers, making quotation marks with my fingers, because I think shouting out's a weird word. I don't know, gothic people, because, like, I don't know why everyone hates them. But, yeah. Oh, yeah, and if you want to email us and you want your name shout out, then we might be able to do that, too.
Okay, those were good shout outs. Shout out, like I said, DDP. We may never know who you are. Well, Taylor might. No. DeepRamix. DDP. People at Xbox, Official Magazine, Xbox, obviously, Microsoft. Even though it dreads me to shout out the people at Microsoft, they did make Xbox, so I have to, you know, I can't be enemies with them. They're cool. Bill Gates isn't in charge of them anymore, so. Yeah, I might explain the DDP. For Binary Revolution, binrev.com, they sort of have all the people that go on their radio show. They have, like, I don't know, they have a lot of people. They have, like, maybe 10 to 15 people, and they sort of change around. And it's the Digital Dog Pound, because the guy that started it, his name was Stank Dog. And, that's why it's called...
I used to like that. Like, there's only one good episode of it, in my opinion. And what threw me off of it is they're always talking computer lingo, which I don't understand.
They try to bring it down in layman's terms.
Well, I can't understand it. And then another thing is that Stank Dog guy, he spells his name D-A-W-G.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter. That's his sort of... Well, you spell your name T_Primex. What the hell was that?
It's cooler than... At least I spell... It's like me saying, oh, my name's Primex, and like P-I-R-Z-Y-X.
Yeah, well, whatever. You always say... When you say please on MSN, you say, like, P-L-Z or whatever. It's weird.
I try to stop that now, though.
Yeah, that's weird. But, yeah. Okay, so that's our shout-outs. And, thanks for listening to Xbox Official Radio. I'm UT Crazy, and...